Female Athlete of the Year as part of the Excellence Recipient Awards with the Saskatchewan Sport Awards. What does that title mean to you?
We have so many incredible athletes in Saskatchewan across summer sports, winter sports. So to be named the top female athlete of the year, I honestly don't even have words to describe it. It is such an honor when I look at some of the other nominees in the class of female athlete. I'm just humbled that I happen to come away as the top one for this year. And I mean, obviously it's been a big 12 months for many of us with the Olympics, the Paralympics. And so, yeah, I'm super honored. I'm so humbled to be recognized as top female athlete of the year. And it's really just motivation to keep pushing through for the next, I guess, one day at a time.
Okay. Has the last 12 months been things that dreams are made of? I remember before you heading overseas, you admitted that you had thought about, hey, I might have a chance to win our first medal at the Paralympics. Dream come true?
You know, it's funny because leading up to the games, once the actual able-bodied Olympics had started, that was actually a big cause of anxiety in my life, knowing that I had that opportunity. But when race day came around, and even in the days leading up to it, that was the furthest thing from my mind. I had tunnel vision on that one race and what that one race meant to me. My goal was to qualify second, knowing, and then that qualifying race was supposed to be my big race, and then whatever happens in the final happens. As fate would have it, I didn't have my best race in the qualifier, ended up qualifying third, having to go big or go home. It was win that race or come away empty-handed. So where a potential medal fell in terms of Canada's overall intake was the farthest thing from my mind. But once I got off the track and my coach told me, it was kind of almost a surreal moment, like, wow, I did it.
So have you had an opportunity to celebrate with family and friends? I know that with COVID and restrictions and stuff like that, that everybody has kind of been held at a distance for right now. Have you had an opportunity to celebrate, and could you feel the love when you were overseas?
I could definitely feel the love when I was overseas. The second I got off the track for my bronze medal race, I looked at my phone and I had Facebook messages and Instagram messages and emails. Unfortunately, I didn't have my Canadian SIM card in, so I have no doubt that there were a million other messages that came through on my phone number. But when I put my Canadian SIM card in, those didn't come through. But when I got back, I actually taught a class at the university this fall. And the first day of classes was the day I landed back in Canada. So there wasn't, it was a very swift return to reality. But that being said, it was a few weeks after I got home, one of my good friends from back home got married. So I was able to go and celebrate that, see a bunch of people, see my family, been back to see my family a couple times since then and have been able to celebrate with them. So while it might not be the big coming home celebration that one might hope for because people need to be kept at a little bit of a distance given the current state of the world, it's been pretty incredible nonetheless.
Okay. Where is the medal and how long did you carry it around with you?
The medal, it was actually kind of cool. They gave you this really nice little wooden box. One of the volunteers was telling me that this box is made of a certain type of special wood, but I don't remember what it was. So it's kind of, I call it my shrine. It's sitting up on my bookshelf here. It's on display for anybody who comes in my house. And if I'm being honest, I carried it around with me for the first probably month after I got home, because anytime I would go see somebody, it would be, where's your medal? Oh, by the way, hi. So that was kind of everybody was super keen to see it. And I was super keen to share it with everybody. And then after probably the first 4 to 5 weeks, it started living more predominantly at home. Even now, when I go to see people, I maybe haven't seen that often, or if I'm going to a speaking event, it makes an appearance with me, but it lives on my bookshelf in my living room for all to see right now.
This award, I think, also not only speaks to your athletic accomplishments, but to the accomplishment that you've made in the community as a peer, not only to gender-specific athletes, men and women, but also to, of all ability athletes. hearing something like that, or maybe do you sense something like that in the fact that you've got such a great opportunity and have become such a role model and great peer for so many people in our community?
You know, when I started in sport, and especially when I made the national team, started making international appearances, I was very much focused on my own performance, on what I could do, and trying to keep that, we'll call it, pressure out of it. But as I've kind of grown into myself and as an athlete, I've realized that I do have the opportunity to showcase what people of all different abilities can do. Because yes, I am an individual who lives with a disability. Half my body doesn't work that great. And I think it's really important for people to see what can be accomplished. Shortly after I got home from Tokyo, I had I believe she was a physical therapist or an occupational therapist from the Children's Hospital in Toronto saying, one of my clients watched you race, and now all she can talk about is maybe one day going to the Paralympics. Can you have a chat with her? And that right there is why I do what I do. On the hard days when it's windy and I don't want to go outside, when it's minus a million in Saskatoon and I have to ride my bike for 3 hours inside, these aren't necessarily fun things to do, but knowing that I have the opportunity to inspire people, whether they have a disability, don't have a disability, recently got hurt and are looking for something to be passionate about and to pursue, that's what keeps me going.
Well, Keely, that is fantastic. Congratulations on the medal.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Dave. It was great talking to you today.